religious liberty is part of our Constitution. I think it's part of the state constitution as well. And we have to protect that. And to allow magistrates to opt out if they no longer want to perform marriages, not just a type of marriage, but any marriage is the way the law was written, because of their religious liberty, they ought to be able to do so. And there was provisions in place. We actually had an issue in McDowell County where magistrates from Rutherford County had to drive up to McDowell, and McDowell magistrates had to drive to Rutherford because all of the magistrates in McDowell County actually opted out of performing marriages. And there was a small cost involved to protect religious liberty, which is the cornerstone of our state and our country. That small $2,000 investment was well worth it.
So why should someone that's tasked in their profession to issue marriage licenses with regards to the law, why should they be able to not do their job, essentially, when they have the option of basically resigning and choosing a different profession?
Great question. A couple of things on that. One, when they took the job, the law was different. When they accepted that position, that was something that they did not have to deal with. Now, because of the Supreme Court decision, North Carolina was faced with this problem of these magistrates and assistant register of deeds who took the position under the premise that this was not something that they would have to address. So that was part of the concern for me, because, you know, you might could make an argument for magistrates going forward to say, you know what's going to happen. You know the marriages that you're going to have to perform. But those that are already in place, that was not a provision for them to have that job. And the second one is, I understand that we can't usurp the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is the law of the land. So we have to abide by that, despite what the North Carolina Constitution says. The Supreme Court is the law of the land, and we have to abide by that. At the same time, if we can protect religious liberties and at the same time abiding by the Supreme Court, I think we need to try to do that.